job of, you know, running the football. Then they got a great offensive line, and those guys are doing a great job, you know, making the way for Elliott.
What do you feel like you guys are as a run defense right now?
We've getting better. We're getting better. I mean, last week we know that we had to step up because of the previous 2 weeks. That team was, you know, was really able to run the ball at will on us, and we know that what we had to do really just go in the game and focus on stopping the run, making the team one dimensional.
Fletcher, Andy Reid said you told him about Dak Prescott 4 years ago. What did you say then? And what's your background with him?
Well, Dak, I mean, I was there when he was a redshirt freshman. And, you know, I seen him come in and, you know, all he wanted to do was, you know, play ball and be, you know, real good. And he was real dedicated to everything that he did. And Coach Mullen really taught him. I mean, the guy listened, and just look at the position he's in right now. You know, he got a chance, and I think he's doing a really good job at, you know, being a starting quarterback for them.
Is that a conversation with Andy that is on your mind or that you know about it all?
Yeah, I remember it. You know, I remember like it was yesterday. I told Andy, I said, hey, you know, Prescott, the young kid, I said he'll be real good someday. And he had the opportunity, and, you know, he's doing a real good job leading that team.
What impresses you most about Prescott?
I mean, he's patient in the pocket. He's making a lot of good throws that I don't think a lot of rookie quarterbacks can make. He's not taking a lot of sacks, you know, which is good. You know, most importantly, you know, they have a lot of success running the football, so he don't have to throw the ball a whole lot.
Everyone talks about their offensive line and Zeke in the running game. What does Dak mean to the running game, his ability to keep the football and be a threat?
Well, I mean, they've shown some stuff with, you know, him, you know, pulling the football, the read option type stuff. But I think, you know, I really don't think they want him to run the football. You know, they want to get the ball to, you know, to the workhorse, 21. And, you know, I think overall they're a really good offense and a really good team.
What's the biggest problem you face facing that offensive line? What challenges do they present?
I mean, they got three first-rounders on there, you know, three all-pros, and they lean on those guys. But then again, you know, that's another challenge for us. You know, as it is every week, it's a challenge for us going against, you know, good offensive lines. You know, can our defensive line be better than our offensive line? And that's something we got to accept that challenge. And, you know, Jim's going to challenge us. Doug's going to challenge us. And, you know, we just got to come out on Sunday night and set the tone early.
Power of these guys, the speed, the technique, what is it that makes them so successful week in and week out?
I mean, collectively, I think they're all on the same page. And, you know, those guys have been playing together for a while now. And, you know, they're all on the same page. You know, nobody is offbeat. You know, even with Ron Leary coming in, you know, he's played with those guys before. And I don't think they're missing a beat right now.
You've had success against them in the past as a UN, as the defensive line. Do you raise the game a notch to meet a team, you know, a line like that? Or does it get under your skin a little bit to all this talk about the offensive line that they have?
No, not really, because, you know, as I say every week, you know, it's not about the other team. It's about us, you know. As long as we focus on what we have to do and everybody honing in and, you know, playing together, you know, it's really not about them. It's about us and how we, you know, accept the challenge and the way we approach things.
Is this going to be the biggest challenge you face as far as a multidimensional offense that can throw it and run it? And what do you want to take away first? What's the most important thing to take away?
The most important thing to take away, I think, is, you know, stop the run. We got to do that early in the game, because if they're able to run the ball on us, then it's going to be a long game. You know, we got to go in, stop the run, create negative yardage plays. You know, that's what this defense is about. And obviously, you know, make them throw the ball, and that give us a chance to do, you know, what we love. And that's, you know, to get after that rookie quarterback.
Because of that run game, I mean, Dak's been in, I think, the fewest third and longs of any quarterback in the league. So it's been tough for defenses to really tee off on him, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the tape, they've not been in a lot of third down situations. They've been in, you know, with third and long situations, and that's where, you know, we got to step up and embrace the challenge and accept the challenge to get them in, you know, third and six, third and seven, or, you know, tackle for losses on first down. Well, we know they got to come back and try to make up and throw the ball.
With all the weapons that you're facing against this team, is this the biggest challenge you're going to see thus far in terms of offense?
I mean, basically, like I said earlier, I mean, I think they're playing at a really high level. You know, they lost the first game of the season, and they came back hungry. I mean, they playing, you know, I think, you know, really good ball right now. They had a week of rest. I know they'll be ready to go for this game. You know, it's a big week for us. Another, you know, rivalry, and we're excited to go out and play.
It's been a weird rivalry the last 3 years. You guys have won all three games down there. they've won all three up here. You enjoy playing down there?
Man, we enjoy playing everywhere. We got to get a, you know, the last two times in a row we've took an L, and we got to go down there and come out with a lot of energy, you know, as a team, and you know, you suck the air out of that stadium real quick.
Fletch, how do you think Bo held up? Obviously, playing more snaps than he usually does without batting. How do you think he did last week against the Bulls?
I think Bo did a real good job, which we expected. He worked his butt off in practice all week. And, you know, we had a little conversation with Bo, and I had a little conversation with Bo. I said, hey, Bo, just go out and play fast. You know, don't worry about mistakes. I said, you make a mistake, you know, put it behind you. Let's go to the next play. And I think he did just that. You know, he went out, played fast, and just did what he was coached. Thank you.